Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 63. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast, and today's topic, it's a hot one. I think it's really going to enlighten you guys and also change your mind about something that is always very controversial in the health and fitness industry, and that is, of course, cheat meals. Now, what I'm going to go over today is practically, obviously, what is a cheat meal, why most people think that they are beneficial. I'm going to talk about why they actually aren't beneficial, and also the solution to a cheat meal, okay? So if you're someone who believes in cheat meals or has had them regularly structured into your diet, I'm going to show you what you can do instead that's going to be more beneficial and give you way better results, okay? So firstly, with cheat meals, we've all kind of been there. I know I used to, I used to swear by them. I would really push myself. I would eat in a severe calorie deficit, eat very restrictively, to the point where I felt depleted, to the point where I felt like I was overworked and that I'd really deserved a cheat meal, okay? So I'd go out and have an untracked meal, anything I wanted, you know, obviously very high in calories, and most of the time it would turn into basically a day of just eating like shit. And you know, that's exactly what we call binge eating, guys, and that's how that relationship with food occurs, that's how it comes about. And it's so common because people are under the belief or they have the mindset if that they stick to, you know, healthy foods or they stick to a restrictive diet for a certain period of time, whether that's 5 days, 6 days, a couple of weeks, a month, that at the end of that block that they deserve a cheat meal or that it's going to do their body good. And you read a lot of crap, I guess, that says that if you get your body to the point where it's so depleted that by having a cheat meal that's going to kickstart fat loss and get you leaner. Now, I guess I can see in some way where people are coming from by saying this, that you know, an increase in calories or a spike in calories can increase leptin levels, which then helps with fat loss. But it doesn't exactly work like that. And as I mentioned, I did used to follow the cheat meal protocol, I guess. And that was until the point where I did my research. I did a lot of trial and error, and I come across, you know, the real reason or the real way that our bodies lose weight or lose fat and how it actually works, the actual science behind it, because it's easier to believe the bro science or just the crap that you see or the myths that you see everywhere in the fitness industry, whether it's in magazines, online, YouTube videos, you know, on social media, Instagram and whatnot, and you pair correlation with causation, okay? You know, you might see someone who is extremely ripped or has the body that you really desire, that you really want, and they're posting things every couple of weeks or at the end of every week having a cheat meal. So you automatically think that to get in that shape, you need to follow exactly what they're doing, but it doesn't work like that. So as I've spoken about a lot on this show, the way that you lose weight is by eating in a calorie deficit, or you know, not even eating in a calorie deficit. It doesn't have to be, but you do have to be in a negative energy balance, meaning that your body is burning more energy than you're taking in. Okay, so to do that, usually what you would do is eat in a slight calorie deficit, meaning you're eating below your maintenance calorie intake. So let's say that eating 2,500 calories per day, you don't gain weight, you don't lose weight, you just maintain it. So for you to lose weight, you need to be eating below that. Now, they say that a 3,500 calorie deficit over the span of a week leads to, I think it's a kilo of fat loss, or it might be a pound, I'm not too sure what it is. But being in a 500 calorie deficit per day is what is seen as optimal. Now, there's plenty of ways, different ways to go about this, and the biggest thing I want to get across to you guys is one day does not make a difference, okay? So one day doesn't make a difference to your fat loss just by eating 500 calories below your maintenance one day and then going back to normal the next day. It's not going to do anything, but one day of eating in a severe calorie surplus, so overeating, can make a big difference because your body doesn't work off a day-to-day basis. It works over a longer period of time, whether it's a week, 2 weeks, a month, or months at a time. So let's just say, for example, you're eating in a very slight calorie deficit, okay? So you're eating 300 calories below your maintenance for 5 days of the week. You might be Monday to Friday, you eat extremely well, you're in a state where your body's going to be losing weight. It's going to be losing body fat because you're burning more energy than you're taking in. And this is all going great. You're on the right track. You're not eating in a severe deficit. You're not doing anything too drastic. You're just doing really well. But you're probably being very restrictive with the foods that you're eating, okay? Sticking to the usual suspects like chicken breast, broccoli, you know, almonds, brown rice, whatever it may be. And you're not eating the things that you typically enjoy, or you're cutting out things that you know you enjoy, whether that be alcohol, ice cream, burgers, you know, what the list goes on. You know what I'm trying to say here. After those 5 days, you decide, all right, I've eaten really well this week, or, you know, I'm starting to feel a little bit tired or whatever it may be, and you go, I'm going to have a cheat meal. As I mentioned, it does usually turn into a cheat day because you get to the point where you go, well, I've kind of blown it now, I may as well just keep going. Now, what happens is, depending on how many calories you take in that meal or that day, you then put your body in a state where over the span of that week, you may not be in a calorie deficit anymore, okay? So you might have been 1,500 calories in a deficit after 5 days, okay? So you're eating 300 calories below your maintenance, so 300 times 5, 1,500. Now, in that cheat meal, you might blow your calories out, okay? So you might be now 2,000 or 3,000 calories above your maintenance. So over the span of that week, you haven't burnt more energy than you've taken in. Okay, so now we're back to square one. And I hope that makes sense, and I hope that I've explained that well, because that is ultimately what determines your progress. Because you see so many people that eat so well from Monday to Friday and then eat like shit on the weekends. They'll have too much alcohol. They'll overeat because they've restricted themselves all week, and then they look the same all the time. Okay, so I'm just going to quickly go over that one more time and kind of summarize how that whole thing works. So you're eating in a calorie deficit, a slight calorie deficit, and by the time you get to the weekend or the time you get to the day where you're going to have your cheat meal or your cheat day, your body is burning fat because you are in a deficit, you're burning more energy than you're taking in. You go out and consume copious amounts of calories, whether it's from alcohol or food, and then all of a sudden your weekly average calorie intake has blown out. So now it's most likely above your maintenance calorie intake. So you really have just undone all that hard work that you've put in throughout the week or throughout however many days it's been. And in time, all that's going to do is give you shitty results, and it's going to cause binge eating. It's going to cause that bad relationship with food where you think, I'm either on a diet or I'm not on a diet, okay? If I eat a burger, that means that I'm not on a diet. If I eat chicken breast, brown rice, and broccoli, it means I am on a diet. When in actual fact, you know, you can gain weight. You can gain a lot of weight by eating too much chicken breast, brown rice, and broccoli, or whatever diet meal you think that you pair with losing fat, just like you can gain weight from eating a burger. But you can also lose weight from eating a burger as long as it fits within your daily calorie intake. Now, for those that are listening that haven't heard me talk about this topic before, you can go to my website www.dannykennedyfitness.com and check out one of my top articles, which is The Ultimate Guide to Flexible Dieting, and that'll give you a greater understanding of how this whole thing works and how we figure out our maintenance calorie intake, how we figure out how many calories you should be eating to lose fat, how many calories you should be eating to gain muscle. That's all on there. You guys can check that out for free. Again, that's www.dannykennedyfitness.com, because I want everybody to get their head around that, because it's so much easier than what you think it is or what you're making it out to be. I sent out an email just the other day. If you're not on my email list, I send out free weekly emails. Jump on that. It's on my website as well. You can pick up your free abs ebook when you sign up to the email list. But I sent out an email with a 5-step guide to losing fat, and it's extremely easy. It's extremely easy, okay? So I want you to jump on there and I can send that through to you. But so you're probably thinking now, if I can't have cheat meals, then there's no way I can stick to a diet. Or if I can't have cheat meals, then how am I going to stay sane and eventually I'm going to crack? Well, no, you're not, because you should be keeping in the foods that you enjoy from a day-to-day basis. Now, when I got in the best shape of my life, the last time I competed, I was eating ice cream pretty much every single day. And that is no joke either. And I'm not saying that ice cream makes you lose fat, but eating in a calorie deficit does. And I was just making sure that each day, even though I was having a little bit of ice cream, I was still in a calorie deficit. I was still in a state where I was in a negative energy balance. I was burning more energy than I was taking in, which meant that I continued to get in shape, because there's no foods that make you lose fat, just like there's no foods that make you gain fat. A burger or a McDonald's or something like that doesn't make you fat. It's the excess calories that do, okay? Even things like low carb or eating high fat diets or high carb diets, that's not what makes you gain or lose weight. The excess calories or the calorie deficit is what's going to make you either gain or lose weight, okay? So what we're actually going to replace this cheat meal with, which is going to be far more effective for you, it's going to keep you on track, it's going to allow you to feel like you're relaxing on your diet, or you're eating a lot more calories than you usually are, because you will be on these days, is what I like to call a refeed. Now, there is a method behind refeeds. It's not just an all-out binge on carbohydrates and calories. It is structured, takes a little bit more detail, but it works. And this is what I do every time I try and get lean. This is what I recommend for my clients, because I know it works, and I know mentally it is a lot easier. I'm going to go over this really basically, but if you want some more information, just email me at danny@dannykennedyfitness.com. I'll be more than happy to point you in the right direction and help you out with how many calories you should be having on these days. So let's say, for example, your daily carbohydrate, or what is a refeed? A refeed basically is a day where you're increasing your carbohydrate intake by up to 100% or more. Okay, now that sounds pretty good. I'm sure it sounds great to everyone, but there is a method behind it. So the easiest way to explain this is basically taking your daily average carbohydrate intake. So let's say, for example, it's 250 carbohydrates per day, and we want to have one refeed day per week. Instead of a cheat meal or a cheat day, we're having a refeed day. So what you're going to do on 6 of those days out of 7 is you're going to take some carbohydrates, okay? So you're going to take some carbs from 6 days of the week, and then eventually we're going to add them all back on the 7th day. And what that's doing is making sure your average intake for the week is exactly the same. You're still in a calorie deficit, but for that one day of the week, you get to bump your carbs right up. You get to eat more food. You get to eat more food that's not typically seen as diet food, okay? Without losing progress, okay, without feeling bad and without creating a bad relationship with food, and you're still going to be getting leaner. So how good is that? So on 6 of those days, we're taking carbohydrates out. For the sake of this, for this example, I'm going to say we're going to take out 25 grams from 6 days, okay? So we started with 250 grams per day. On 6 days of the week, we're going to drop that down to 225, okay? So all we've done is take 25 grams from each day for 6 days of the week. Now, on the 7th day, we're still at 250, but we get to add all those carbs we've taken out. Okay, so over the span of 6 days, taking 25 a day, we're left with a total of 150 carbohydrates we've taken out total from 6 days. We're going to add that to the 7th. So instead of 250 calories on the 7th day, 250 carbohydrates, we are now going to be eating 400 carbohydrates on that day, which is a huge bump. And it makes a big difference mentally, physically. The days following, you're going to feel like you got a lot more energy. You're going to sleep better. And due to that excess energy in the next couple of days, you're going to train a lot better, which then means you're going to expend more energy, and that means you're going to lose more fat. Okay, so all in all, you've gone from having a cheat meal where you've completely wrecked your progress for the week. You probably feel like shit mentally, physically, because you've probably gone out and eaten just way too much sugar, a massive excess of calories, and you're going to feel like crap. Whereas now with the refeed, you're feeling great, you're going to sleep well, train well, and the decrease in carbohydrates on those 6 days is not too bad. Taking 25 grams from your daily total is not that much. It's 100 calories, okay? So that is how we are going to get to the point where we're losing more fat. We're losing fat every single week without feeling like we're even dieting, or feeling like one day of the week we get to just kind of splurge, okay? But it has to be tracked, because, you know, losing weight or losing fat is not a guessing game. It's a science, and it's been proven that it works, and it's not as hard as what you think it is, or not as hard as what you're probably making it out to be. And if you're serious about your results, then it's worth tracking. It doesn't take long. A couple of apps I use to track my calories, the obvious one, or the one that I've mentioned a lot, is my Fitness Pal. And the other one I've just started using recently is Easy Diet Diary. So check those out, guys. Have a play around with it. Let me know how you go. But I think this should be the day where you say this is the end of cheat meals for you, okay? Because cheat meals aren't helping you at all. They're wrecking your progress and they're creating a bad relationship with food, and they're not bringing you any further or closer towards your goals. So if you're serious about results, start implementing refeeds. I can help you out, as I mentioned, if you do need me to clarify a few things, but it's nice and simple and I want you to start implementing it today. And that's this week's episode, guys. So thanks heaps for tuning in. I think a lot of people will get some really good results out of today's episode, and I hope you do. If you do, I'd love to hear about it. As I said, email me, danny@dannykennedyfitness.com. Thanks so much for tuning in today. If you haven't subscribed already, please do. I would love it if you leave a review, because it does help me rank a little higher in iTunes, which is obviously what I would like, because that means we get more listeners and I get to help more people. Okay, so I hope you're having a fantastic day. Looking forward to chatting to you again on next week's episode. And thanks for listening to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast.